From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Spring is in the air in Lancaster, and today we're talking about Lancaster's Spring Art Walk. Representatives from four of the featured art walk stops and organizer Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen join us for an overview of the big weekend, this upcoming weekend on Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th.
Art Walk is 30 galleries. In this particular instance, there's 30 galleries participating. They are showcasing their current exhibitions that they have up in their galleries, but then they also spend the time to bring in artists so that there's artists that are there during the 2 days. So you can have the meet the artist event, learn a little bit about the process. And then a lot of the locations will have activity either for adults or for kids, making things, or they'll have demonstrations.
Coming up, we're talking Lancaster Spring Art Walk. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. On Tuesday evening, April 30th, Modern Art will be hosting an intimate concert featuring Boston acoustic duo Hoot and Holler, featuring guitarist Mark Kiliansky and fiddler Amy Alvey. Doors open at 6:30 and music starts at 7 p.m. A $10 suggested donation will be collected at the show. It's Boston's Hoot and Holler at Modern Art, 529 West Chestnut, directly across from the Chestnut Hill Cafe, Tuesday, April 30th, 6:30 p.m. This Friday, May 3rd, is First Friday, and our friends at TELUS 360 are hosting a very special First Friday concert with Boston-based songwriter Heather Maloney. Heather performed solo at a TELUS tabletop session last June, but this time she will be bringing her full band to help deliver her soulful, folksy sound. Doors open at TELUS 360 at 9 p.m., with music starting at 9:30. It's a perfect way to round out your May First Friday in downtown Lancaster. Tickets are $8 in the store, or link up to the show post to buy them online in advance. Seats are limited, so don't hesitate. Heather Maloney is at TELUS 360 Friday, May 3rd at 9 p.m. On Saturday night, May 4th, three recent guests on this program will be sharing the stage at the Candy Factory for what will prove to be an amazing night of live music. It's the Vinegar Creek constituency along with Cordy Byron and the Pig Merchants. Doors open at 6:30 with music starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door and refreshments will be available for donations. It'll be a great way to unwind after a day full of gallery hopping for Lancaster's Spring Art Walk. It's the Vinegar Creek constituency, Cordy Byron, and the Pig Merchants. Live at the Candy Factory, Saturday, May 4th at 6:30 p.m. Each year in the spring and the fall, the Lancaster art scene offers two special weekends called Lancaster Art Walk that celebrates the arts and encourages a fresh exploration of all that downtown Lancaster City has to offer. This upcoming weekend, May 4th and 5th, marks this year's Spring Art Walk. I caught up with Nick Moeller, program director at the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen and art walk organizer, to chat about what to expect at this year's Lancaster Spring Art Walk weekend. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Nick Moeller from the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen. Welcome back to the program, Nick. We're here to talk about Spring Art Walk. Mm-hmm. This is coming up the first weekend in May, this weekend, with First Friday kicking things off Friday night, mm-hmm. and then Art Walk all day Saturday and all day Sunday. I love that you guys are doing this on the first weekend.
Yeah.
How has that worked? Because I know in many years past, the art walks were not on that first weekend with First Friday, but how does First Friday play into Art Walk now?
The initial decision was let's put it on the same weekend and have First Friday kind of be, a kickoff preview sort of thing. So in some ways, so that the galleries weren't overcommitted for, multiple weekends and things like that. But now what it's turned into for me, it's kind of feels to me like that. It's like this ground rush. You kind of are coming up on First Friday, and then First Friday, all the excitement and buzz with First Friday, and that is just coupled with all the buzz related to Art Walk, and it just really kind of highlights the arts even more than the individual ones separate.
Yeah, so I agree. I think it's a great move. Yeah. It just makes First Friday last longer or Art Walk start earlier.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of the way we've been looking at it. We've been talking with Moose and Lancaster Arts about the idea of kind of promoting one another in that gear up to things. And they've viewed it as, you know, this is really kind of one event. You know, First Friday is just one part of that Art Walk weekend, and to treat it as kind of like this three-day extravaganza.
It's cool.
Yeah.
For those who are new to the show and new to Lancaster, can you just give us a brief overview of what Art Walk is when we say Art Walk?
Okay. Art Walk is 30 galleries. In this particular instance, there's 30 galleries participating. They are showcasing their current exhibitions that they have up in their galleries. But then they also spend the time to bring in artists, so that there's artists that are there during the 2 days. So you can have the meet the artist event, learn a little bit about the process. And then a lot of the locations will have activity either for adults or for kids, making things, or they'll have demonstrations like plein air painting or the wood turning and that kind of thing. So it's essentially those 30 galleries, and there's a walking guide, and it's to say, here's the guide. These businesses are open Saturday and Sunday with extended hours on Sunday. Go explore the city and discover what's there. Take your time, walk in, have conversation, kind of absorb the art for the day.
Let's talk about some of the special events wrapped around Lancaster Art that wouldn't be a gallery just being open or having an artist speak.
One of them is Telus 360's doing the Jackson Pollock Experience 2.0. And I guess they're being deliberate in their tease, because I think that we're splattering paint on guitar bodies, but I'm not really sure. And I love the anticipation and not having any idea what exactly is going to happen, but a concept of what might be happening. Kevin Lehman is doing pottery and glass blowing demonstrations. And we've got the Lancaster Photo Walk, so you can go around town and snap pictures and use the hashtag Lank Photo Walk and view other people's photos with that, and kind of contribute to this narrative related to the weekend.
And those should be posted on Twitter?
They can be posted on Twitter. They can be posted on Instagram.
Okay.
And I had the realization that people should be using Vine to do little videos as well, and use the same hashtag on there, and we'll kind of keep track of that. Lank Photo Walk.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Where can people go to find out where to go for Lancaster Art Walk?
Right. Well, the easiest thing is to go to lancasterartwalk.org, and that'll have the full list of the featured galleries. The one thing that I just recommend is just head downtown. There's these large kind of yellow placemark posters in windows, and just spot one of those. And if you spot one of those, go inside, and they've got walking guides.
Excellent.
So that's a good way to just, figure your way through town. Or if you know a regular art gallery that you like to go to, let's say Red Raven, let's say that's your first stop when you do First Friday, just go there and grab a walking guide, and then that walking guide will get you around to the rest of the stops, as well as list all the special events.
Today on the program, we're talking about Lancaster's Spring Art Walk, coming up this weekend, May 4th and 5th, in downtown Lancaster. Here's Art Walk organizer Nick Muller.
Well, one of the frequent questions that we get is, what is there to do for kids? Is there anything for kids to do? Because, I want to be involved, but, I want to take my 8-year-old. Kelly Garris and the Lancaster Art Association downtown, which is on Orange Street, they've got like a 4x4. What they're doing is, it's like a 4x4 black sheet of paper that you can go in and use white. You're essentially using white implements to color on it, and I think that's just kind of a fun monochromatic study with art, and that seems to be a fun thing. And then And then we also have the People's Painting at Julia Swartz Gallery, okay. which is kind of fun. I think last year when I went in, I took my niece and nephew, and when we went in there, there was like a dinosaur on there. And at some point in the course of the day, the dinosaur was turned into a mountain, you know, that then ended up being a landscape. And so it's kind of fun to pop into those places and kind of see those things in process.
Right. Our kids welcome to go to the Jackson Pollock experience.
Yes.
Tell us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what time's that get going on?
Starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
We chose a few featured stops for this year's Spring Art Walk to let us know about their organizations and tell us what they have planned special for the weekend. We'll start with Modern Art, a new design studio and creative space on West Chestnut. We're talking Spring Art Walk on Around the Wood Stove.
My name is Joanna Davis Seedorf, but you can call me Joe. And I am with Modern Art.
And what is Modern Art?
Modern Art is a new spot on the Lancaster map. We are a design studio as well as an art hub.
Gallery space?
At times we can be.
Okay.
Although we're not definitely not defined by being a gallery space.
Now, I know because I frequent the neighborhood, but for folks who don't know, can you tell us where it is in Lancaster?
Sure. It is conveniently located across the street from Chestnut Hill Cafe. Convenient for us, I would say.
Absolutely.
So we're on the corner of Chestnut and Pine in the West End.
And that, for those who've been around, that's the old Dog Star Books building.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That would be a way, because we're like that now, right? We say, how do you get there? Well, you go where the old Dog Star Books.
And just
walk right in the door.
And it will shock you, because it's a completely different space now.
And you are a featured stop on this year's Lancaster Spring Art Walk. What do you have in store for us?
So what we are doing for Art Walk is we're creating an event called Art Bike. And Libby, my partner in crime, who is the modern in modern art, her and I have been collecting bikes, as many bikes as we can, and we are turning them into art. We're painting them, embellishing them, giving them stories, giving them names. And people may come at any point on Saturday and Sunday throughout Art Walk and check out a bike. All they need to do is give us their driver's license. And we would be very happy to accept a donation, though it's not required. And they can take a bike for up to 2 hours and go ride around the city with an Art Walk map and check out the galleries all over the city.
That's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
How many bikes?
So far, right now, we have about 8 bikes.
Okay.
And we'll see. People, as they're hearing about the event, are donating bikes, so that's cool.
Okay.
We're just going to see, you know, how far we can get with the ones we have, and we're looking towards this as hopefully being something we can do every art walk and, you know, keep the motors rolling with how the bikes transform.
So will the bikes be held and used again and again? Is that the idea?
That's the idea. Yeah. And this is a good opportunity for Nina. If anybody could lend us a bike lock just for that weekend, just drop off your bike lock and we'll promise we'll return it. We're planning on encouraging people to lock up the bikes, and we would like to keep them so that we can reuse them. Yeah.
Cool. Now, Modern Art recently hosted a live music performance that would be probably as close to like a house concert as you can get without being in an actual house.
This is true, yes.
Tell me about that show.
So we had some incredible musicians come the other night, the Stefaninis, Rafe and Kalila Stefanini, and they performed some old-time fiddle music in our space, and it was great. It was the first time we had music. We call it a tiny concert, a tiny modern concert.
It's a great idea.
And it was the first time we had that. It was great.
When you moved into the space, were you thinking about doing performing arts events?
Not at all, no.
How did this idea come about?
Actually, the people who own the building wanted to do it, and we were happy to oblige. Oh. So I think they're actually having another concert there next week, but I don't know the details.
Okay.
But Libby and I are thinking about doing this again, perhaps with our own, you know, people that we invite, and making artwork around it, sort of an installation about the music that's being performed.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great addition to that neighborhood, and it's very exciting to be part of Art Walk. We're really looking forward to seeing these art bikes flying around town.
Thank you. I have one more note. You know, I said that we're going to keep the bikes, but we will gladly If anybody wants to buy one, if anybody wants to purchase one, we were happy to do that as well. So
cool. So yeah. It's be like a moving showroom on
yeah, exactly.
May 4th and 5th. That's Joe from Modern Art bringing us Art Bike for this year's Spring Art Walk. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like this show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, please consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. Today on the program, we're taking a look at Spring Art Walk. It's coming up this weekend, May 4th and 5th. The next Art Walk featured stop that we're highlighting is the Phillips Museum of Art at Franklin and Marshall College, who will be sharing a very interesting project called Curating the City. It's Lancaster's Spring Art Walk on Around the Wood Stove.
I'm Linda Alechi. I teach art history at Franklin and Marshall College.
I'm Allison Tufano. I'm a junior at Franklin Marshall College, and I'm an art history major.
And I'm Cassie Connors. I am a senior art history major at Franklin and Marshall College as well.
And we're here to talk about Curating the City, which is an online exhibition that is a project of the Phillips Museum of Art. It's a collaboration between the Phillips Museum of Art, Community Partners, the Department of Art and Art History at FNM, Franklin and Marshall College. And the Phillips Museum of Art is the on-campus museum at the college, and they do a lot of programming with students, faculty, as well as more traditional art exhibitions. It occupies about three floors of the Steinman College Center at Franklin and Marshall College. It has an interesting, very eclectic collection, which is modest in size, but offers a lot of opportunity for curatorial practices and for teaching students how to handle works of art and objects and so forth. So this is part of my involvement with the Phillips, is teaching the curatorial seminar.
And so tell me what exciting thing you have coming up for our Spring Art Walk this year.
Okay, so Curating the City is an online exhibition. We say that it's curated in real and virtual spaces. And what it entails is a platform, which we'll tell you about in a minute, which you can download to your smartphone or you can access through your computer. And on that platform, you can experience the real Lancaster, the sort of the moment Lancaster, and the historical Lancaster overlaid together. So what we did is we researched a number of aspects of this, of city life, historical aspects of city life. We found historical photographs, particularly of buildings that have since been lost. We uploaded them to this site. And so if you download this site, or if you access this site, you can see these historic photographs overlaid over the modern cityscape, and you can read some of the historical significance of these sites.
How much geography are you covering?
Well, for this particular phase of the exhibition, we're dealing with a relatively small subset of places in Lancaster. So, and the student curators can also say more about this, but we're dealing with the breweries, the locations where Lancaster's 19th century breweries were. The houses of prostitution was another theme that we looked at. The Watt and Shand, another one. And Queen Street, as well as architectural ornaments, city creatures. So it's not comprehensive. It doesn't cover the entire city.
The project was both curated and managed by Franklin and Marshall students. Here's Allison Trufano.
Well, I was one of the curators of the project. So we, each of the students had their own theme that they covered in the project. So I was the one who focused on the Watt and Shand, and I did a lot of research on the department stores in Lancaster, and got to look through old photographs and talk to people who kind of got to experience the store in its heyday. And and so I got to contribute a lot to the content that's in the exhibition.
Was this part of a class?
Yes. There were eight of us, and we each had our own theme to research.
And I came onto the project this semester, and I've just been helping to sort of facilitate conversation about it. and to get people excited about it. So we had our official launch at the college, at the museum, the Phillips Museum of Art, about 2 weeks ago. And that was exciting. And we kind of had just a little get-together and a formal downloading of the app onto people's phones to kind of get people out there and walking around.
Are there future phases of this project?
Yes. Next year in the fall, we're going to have another class come in, and Allie will be the project manager. So Allie's going to step into from the curatorial to the managerial role, and we'll be focusing on one block of West King Street. And we will be using the resources of one of our community partners, community heritage partners, to research this once very, very gritty kind of backbone. It was sort of the service district of the downtown and the neighborhood. So that's what we're focusing on next semester.
That's really cool. This is a great project.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
So how will people find out about this on Art Walk? How's this associated directly with Art Walk?
We're going to be having a downtown location, and that's going to be at 214 West Grand Street. And we're going to be having basically a number of activities for kids to kind of get them involved as well, that are kind of get them to explore both the Shriner Concord Cemetery, which is one of the locations, and the City Creatures Tour more in depth, and just kind of get them to observe formal elements and learn a little bit about the place that they live in. And Professor Alitu will be downtown, and we're going to just try to get people out and about in the city.
We have a hashtag for curating the city as well. It's hashtag curating the city, all one word, and that will let people tweet about what they're seeing while they're seeing it.
So you'll be there both days?
Yes, yeah.
Throughout the Art Walk hours.
Yeah, and we'll be there to show people how they can download the app to their phone. We'll have I think we'll have an iPad set up so they can experience it right there on the spot if they want. And that will be the place where they can pick up materials that will help them explore in real time with their smartphones in hand, explore the various sites that Cassie has developed for them. So it should be really fun.
That's Linda, Allison, and Cassie talking about Curating the City, a special project from the Phillips Museum of Art at Franklin and Marshall College. Next up, it's the Lancaster Creative Factory talking about their special Art Walk event called Hands on Lancaster. It's Lancaster's Spring Art Walk on Around the Wood Stove.
My name is Shalaya Marsh. I'm here with the Lancaster Creative Factory and Kevin Lehman's Pottery. We're an organization that is located on South Prince Street, 560 South Prince Street. The pottery, Kevin Lehman's Pottery, was founded around 15 years ago and really has grown over the years to now incorporate and has become a multimedia arts center.
Yeah.
So the Lancaster Creative Factory was founded by Kevin Lehman, who started the pottery in, I think, about 2 years ago, actually, maybe three. We really work to cultivate creativity through the visual arts and crafts. So we do a number of outreach programs and develop all types of art workshops, classes, and programming.
So tell me what your involvement is in this year's Spring Art Walk.
For this Art Walk, we're going to be open down at our location on South Prince Street. And we're also, and at that location, we'll be doing hot glass demos and wheel throwing demos. We'll have the wheels actually open so that people can come in and try their hand at making a pot on the potter's wheel.
Cool.
It's harder than it looks, and expect to get a little dirty. So you can come down to that location, but the Lancaster Creative Factory has developed a hands-on art project, and we're going to be setting up tables downtown in front of the parking garage on Prince and Orange Street.
The
Lancaster Parking Authority has given us permission to use that space. So downtown, we're going to be working on a project called Hands on Lancaster. We're inviting people to come and to participate in making a collaborative quilt. We're going to be weaving paper, colorful paper along with recycled magazines to create these woven quilt squares. And then we're going to have participants create a handprint that go on and are incorporated into the quilt. So everybody's, well, we're giving people the option. They can take their quilt square with them or they can contribute it to the quilt. I think we'll have a fair amount of both.
Sure.
And we're going to put together the pieces that are left for us into a large collaborative community quilt.
That's fascinating. How big do you think this thing will be?
I don't know. I think I'm preparing a section that I think is so that we can actually display and hang and kind of create as we go. That's about 6 feet wide and 8 feet tall, just a kind of mechanism that we can hang it on.
Sure.
And if it gets bigger, we'll just see how that works. I think
figure it out, right?
I think there's a lot of options in that space
yeah.
for alternative displays.
So we want to keep our fingers crossed that we have nice weather.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We'll be putting up a pop tent so that we have a little bit of shade and we'll stave off minor showers,
sure,
but hopefully
sure.
it won't rain too much.
So Art Walk is Saturday and Sunday. Will you be there both days?
We will. We're going to be there the whole time, Saturday and Sunday. And the Lancaster Creative Factory has been working with a large group of volunteers, and we've pulled from those volunteers. We have about a half dozen volunteers who are going to be helping us to work with the participants on this project.
Tell me, what's coming up for Lancaster Creative Factory this summer?
Well, we've been developing a full course of summer classes, mm-hmm. Camps that are offered down both down at the South Prince Street location, and we're also partnering with the Lancaster Museum of Art to offer some summer classes at their site. And you can find that information at www.lancastercreativefactory.org.
That's the Lancaster Creative Factory, bringing hands-on Lancaster to Lancaster City for this year's Spring Art Walk. At the Woodstove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Woodstove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Woodstove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Our final featured stop on the program today is the mobile art gallery project called Parked. We're talking about Lancaster's Spring Art Walk on Around the Woodstove.
Hey, this is Ole Hometong from Parked. Parked is a 12-month collaboration with myself and Taylor Brown.
And then this is a pretty unique project, right? Because you're not in one physical space.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
We are holding our photography exhibit inside a U-Haul truck every first Friday.
I've been wanting to ask you this question since I first learned about the project. You're renting a U-Haul each month?
Yeah, every first Friday we rent the U-Haul truck and then we pack it up with photography and art.
How long does it take you each month to set the truck up?
So when we pick up the truck in the morning, it takes about maybe 3 hours to get everything together. Depending on our location, sometimes we can't set up until we get to park where we're actually going to exhibit our photography.
So what are you doing specifically for Spring Art Walk this year?
This May 1st Friday, our exhibit is Printing on Wood. So our photography is going to be printed on, transferred onto wood. So instead of the traditional, photo paper, our exhibit is going to be displayed on wood. But at our actual stop on Saturday, we are supporting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we are doing a photo walk for a cure scavenger hunt. So I picked 10 of my favorite locations and photographed some of my favorite spots, and people can come and donate money to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and they get this little photo walk packet. It's 10 images of my favorite locations, and you have to go find it. So you get some clues. The clues are art walk specific locations. So Lancaster Galleries is a location that is a clue, and you have to kind of walk towards Lancaster Gallery and then try to find the photo that I took in that general area.
I see. So the art walk tie-in is that just gets you close.
Correct.
That's a cool idea. Yeah. Then do people come back?
Yeah, they can come back and they can, you know, show us their pictures, and then they can enter to win some prizes. Lancaster has a lot of like really hidden gems that I think we take for granted, and I want to showcase like what I like to look for when I'm taking pictures. So these are like my favorite spots.
So this week is also the week of First Friday, which leads off Art Walk weekend, and that's your usual time that you're out and about. Will you be out for May First Friday?
Yes, we'll be out.
And do you know where you're going to be at this point?
We are actually in the same spot where we're going to be for Art Walk, Lancaster Square.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah,
right across from Binns Park.
Do you know in advance where you're going to be at these First Fridays, or are you basically getting the U-Haul truck and driving around looking?
Yeah,
for spots?
pretty much like the week before. We kind of, you know, brainstorm trying to figure out where we're going to be. I mean, we've had some opportunities where some businesses reached out to us and said, hey, you know, you're more than welcome to park in our parking lot. And that has been great. So then we know in advance. But sometimes it's just like, you know, an hour before we're going to actually show is when we figure out where we're actually going to be. So, you know, if you have some space and would like to contribute to our parked exhibit, you know, feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, and where can people go to find out where you're going to be? So let's just say it's Thursday and I want to go see you guys. How do I find out?
So you just log on Facebook. It's facebook.com/artparked.
And that's it? You'll be posting it that day?
Correct.
That's awesome. Do you guys tweet?
We do. Well, you can follow me on Twitter. It's okay. Photole, Photole. That's my Twitter handle.
Nice. And I'll link up to all that on the show post for today's episode. That's Ole from Parked, a featured stop on this year's Spring Art Walk. Come downtown on May 4th and May 5th, Saturday and Sunday, for Lancaster Art Walk. Things happening all over the city. Find walking guides at any of the stops, and you can link up on the show post for today's episode. We'll link up to the Art Walk website that has all the information as well. What's going on over at the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen?
Oh, man, we're just cooking right now.
What do you have coming up?
Right now, what's coming up is we have our latest exhibition is called In Bloom to celebrate spring. The workshop programs are going really well. So for Art Walk weekend, we've got this special wearable craft sampler. So there's three separate classes all related to craft that you can then wear. So there's a Mokume polymer clay class. So you're taking different polymer clays and kind of using them to have like this marbleized texture, and then using that to make jewelry. And then there's a crochet class as well as a wire crochet class. So that's what's happening during Art Walk. But
Any shows coming up?
We've got a show that's in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. That's right. May 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then from there, we jump to Wilmington, Delaware, which is the end of July. And then we land in Lancaster. That show's annual second weekend in November.
Awesome. Well, thanks once again for stopping by and
getting
us up to speed on Lancaster Art Walk and the Pennsylvania Guild of Craftsmen.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jason.
You can find everything you need to know about Lancaster Art Walk online at lancasterartwalk.org. You can also connect on Facebook and Twitter, where you're encouraged to tweet photos all weekend long using the hashtag LankPhotoWalk. You can also link up to all of the goodness on the show post for today's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.